This local news is a service of your hometown Toyota dealer, Beaver Toyota in St. Augustine. Conveniently located right off I-95 at exit 311. County School Superintendent Dr. Brennan Asplin says they're working on next year's budget, and there might be a big shortfall.
Around the negative $10 million range to negative $15 million. This past year, it came in at negative -3.5. So we had to make up for $3.5 million just to start the year out.
Here's what he says is taking a bite out of their budget.
The voucher system. Private schools and home schools are taking the FTE or the $9,000 because the money follows the student. But the issue is that these students haven't necessarily left us. These are students who have never really been with us. So they've been sitting in private schools or in homeschool all along and now see that they can apply for and receive this money from the state, which takes away from us. So our revenue is going down, but our expenses are staying the same because we still have 51,000 students. It's not like they're leaving us.
There are two possible solutions he would like the legislature to consider.
Number one, sending all of the $9,000 per student to the homeschools or to the private schools so that we can still have some of that to run the overhead for our school district of 51,000 students. The other, have a level playing field of accountability. Right now, the private schools and the homeschools receive the taxpayer funding with no accountability. And in the public school system, we are highly accountable.
For St. Augustine's Local Morning News, I'm Liz Ryan.